This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. President Trump's recent action to restrain our executive branch of government from ever imposing conscience violations on religious groups is being countered by 30 U.S. senators. They are sponsoring a bill drafted by Washington Senator Patty Murray that simply says religious or moral exemptions shall have no force or effect on birth control. The senators involved are clearly comfortable with making contraception a holy cow issue in next year's 2018 elections, making voters choose between nuns and employer contraception subsidies. A noted abortion advocate says abortion opponents use social media with absolute precision and are winning the debate over abortion. Robin Marty says that from gruesome East Philadelphia abortionist Kermit Gosnell to baby parts videos, pro-life social media has acted as a cohesive unit to push media coverage on a wide range of life issue stories. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you, 202-224-3121. A recent story at Life News told how abortion providers see business cuts up to 70% when people pray outside abortion clinics. On Friday, police and fire units responded to a suspicious package left near people praying outside a Dallas abortion business. The package turned out to be a hoax that police say was intended to incite fear. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.